Good morning, and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, August 19th. You'll be interested to know. 65 years ago today, in 1960, the Soviet Union launched Sputnik 5, the first spacecraft to carry animals into orbit and return them safely to Earth. This historic mission included two courageous dogs, Belka and Strelka, along with a gray rabbit, 40 mice, 2 rats, and 15 flasks of fruit flies. Their successful journey paved the way for human spaceflight, demonstrating that living organisms could survive and thrive in the harsh environment of space. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Tuesday at Venice Beach. This morning, it's looking clean with waves around 2 to 3 feet. The conditions will stay consistent through the morning, but by the afternoon, the wind is shifting onshore and will bring some chop, making it more bumpy. Expect the wind to pick up to around 8 miles per hour by late afternoon. Best time to ride is at 6 a.m. with a 2-foot incoming mid-tide, when the southwest swell is 1.5 feet at 16 seconds. And the sideshore wind is 1 mile per hour. The first high tide on Tuesday will be 4 feet at 8:45 a.m., followed by a 3-foot low tide at 1. The nearshore buoy at Santa Monica Pier reads 70 degrees for the water temperature. Conditions remain clean with 2 to 3+ feet on Wednesday and Thursday, offering fun waves early before a slight increase in wind later in the day. By Friday, expect 3+ feet with clean conditions throughout the morning. The winds pick up to fair levels in the afternoon. Overall, Friday presents the most consistent surf of the period. This morning, there's patchy fog, and it feels like 70 degrees with no wind. The sunset will take place at 7:36, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:19. It looks like we're in for some patchy fog early, lifting by mid-morning, leading to partly sunny skies and a high around 75 with a light breeze. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with patchy fog after 11, a low of 66 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect partly sunny skies with patchy fog in the morning and highs around 75 on Tuesday, 74 on Wednesday, 72 on Thursday, and 71 on Friday. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows around 65. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, LA County is taking significant steps to protect its beloved Dockweiler and Zuma beaches, as rising sea levels threaten to erase as much as 67% of Southern California's coastline by the end of the century. With Zuma shrinking approximately 3.6 feet each year and Dockweiler losing 4.6 feet, the need for action is urgent. The county's plan includes replenishing sand and implementing coastal resilience projects, such as installing barriers and planting vegetation to stabilize dunes. Funding for these initiatives comes from Measure A, which allocates roughly $100 million annually for public spaces. Now on to sports. Calls for Los Angeles to withdraw from hosting the 2028 Olympics are growing amid wildfires and immigration raids. However, LA28 leaders maintain that the federal government has assured safe travel for foreign athletes. Historically, the Olympics have faced challenges, Yet cities have rarely canceled or relocated the games. Legally, Los Angeles cannot back out due to a binding host city contract signed in 2017, which lacks termination options for the host city. With only 3 years until the games, preparations continue, despite obstacles such as construction delays and political tensions, making withdrawal nearly impossible. In local sports, last night at Coors Field in Denver, the Dodgers lost to the Rockies 4-3. Morning Spurnabell's walk-off single in the ninth gave the Rockies the win. The Dodgers scored first with a sacrifice fly and later a double from Freeland brought in a run. The Dodgers finished with 8 hits and 0 errors, leaving 6 runners on base. The loss drops the Dodgers' record to 71-54. Tonight, the Dodgers face the Rockies again at Coors Field in Denver for Game 2 of this 4-game series. Emmett Sheehan, with 3 wins and 2 losses and a 3.86 earned run average, starts for the Dodgers. He takes on Austin Gomber, who is 0-6 with a 6.75 earned run average. First pitch is at 5:40 under clear skies with a temperature around 86 degrees. In top news, analysts and investors are closely monitoring a significant drop in cardboard box sales, an unusual but telling indicator of the United States economy. The demand for corrugated cardboard, essential for transporting various goods, has hit its lowest second quarter level since 2015. Major companies like International Paper Company report a 5% decline in shipments, while Smurfit Westrock notes a 4.5% drop in North America. With consumer spending comprising nearly 70% of the economy, this slump raises concerns about future retail demand. As the economy braces for possible corrections, industry experts are hoping for recovery later this year. In business news, soon, investors will be able to trade shares of OpenAI and SpaceX through tokens similar to cryptocurrency. Tokenization allows retail investors access to private company shares, traditionally available only to institutional investors. However, these tokens are not the same as actual equity. A Robinhood spokesperson explained that stock tokens provide economic exposure tied to the underlying asset's price, but they do not guarantee ownership. Investors may face risks as tokenized shares lack transparency and access to important company information, leading to a speculative investment environment. Understanding these factors is essential before participating. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 1% to about $116,000. Ethereum is down 3% to just over $4,300. And XRP is down 1% to $3.06. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Researchers at Northwestern University have revealed fascinating insights into superagers, individuals over 80 who maintain cognitive function comparable to much younger people. Over 25 years, they studied more than 100 superagers and examined 77 postmortem brains. A key personality trait of superagers is their sociability, as they tend to live life on their own terms, often engaging with their communities. Interestingly, superagers show slower brain shrinkage and a more robust cholinergic system, which may protect against neurodegenerative diseases. While lifestyle choices may play a role, researchers emphasize that more questions remain than answers as they continue this groundbreaking work. Entertainment news. The official trailer for Good Boy, directed by Ben Leonberg, showcases a haunted house from a dog's perspective. This feature debut hits theaters on October 3rd, following its premiere at the 2025 South by Southwest Film Festival. The trailer introduces Indy, a loyal dog, and his owner Todd, portrayed by Shane Jensen, as they encounter paranormal activity in their new home. Heartwarming messages like man's best friend and always by your side fade to suspense as Indy investigates eerie sounds. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American inventor and entrepreneur, Steve Jobs. And he said, "Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings, Los Angeles.